Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Astral Mind 2012. Let's give a warm welcome to our host, Adrian. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Roy.
And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, is there anything supernatural happening this time of month that you'd like to talk about?
And that's interesting because, you know, this is the time of month where, you know, a lot of supernatural occurrences are going on. And what's your feelings about that, Agent?
Well, I think at this time of the month, like you're saying, you know, the veil is thinner and there's a lot going on this time of month. Supernatural things, you know, haunted houses, different things like that, and a lot of people like things out of the ordinary as much as they like entertainment, and just like, you know, I was watching an interview with Wes Craven Nightmare, and he said that a lot of people like the supernatural, and that's why he got into the supernatural and into the horror industry. He was always fascinated with that kind of stuff as a kid growing up, he was talking about. And I just wanted to share that.
That's interesting. And, you know, it seems like people enjoy, you know, the energy or, you know, that comes from fear. And why is it that people seem to, you know, especially this time of year, you know, they want to be scared of something. And what do you feel, you know, why do you think they feel that way, John?
Well, a lot of people are scared of things that they don't understand, you know, and I think as Wes Craven, when he was talking about when he grew up, you know, he used to be scared of a lot of things, but he conquered his fears as he started reading books and writing novels about his experiences, and then he made movies prior to those experiences, sort of like Stephen King, but a little different. Stephen King was more, he was horror, but he got more into the scientific methods, kind of like the movie The Langoliers. And The Langoliers have a lot to do with aliens, I think. You know, not in this dimension, but maybe in another dimension where these giant big balls of energy were chasing people with sharp teeth, you know, eating people up. I think like things like that, it really catches people's attention to really explore their minds and where the supernatural can take them, you know. Yeah, just like Wes Craven, like I say, you know, breaking his fears, his phobias.
And that's amazing because, you know, Hollywood, you know, with its movies, especially this time of year, you know, they seem to be bringing out more, you know, of the paranormal or satanic or even, you know, a connection, you know, with, you know, ETs, you know, more extraterrestrial movies. Would you say that they're almost like they're preparing people subconsciously? And what's your feelings on that?
Well, I think it's preparing people on a spiritual level, like you said, and it's preparing us to be more conservative on a lot of different things, too, movies do, because, you know, if you spend money on a movie, or you can watch a movie at home, you know, whoever make it possible for people to watch it at home, it'll save people a lot of money and a lot of time than going to the theater and buying popcorn and drinks, you know, with the prices going up and gas and travel and expenses, you know, especially if you have a big family and you take your family, you know, you have to buy popcorn and drinks. And I think the movie industry makes more money on their on that than they do the movie, actually.
You know, that's interesting because I had a coworker that I used to work with. He worked at one of the local theaters, and it was a, you know, he said, especially right about the holiday time, you know, that's where they make a big percentage of their money is from the snack bars, you know, with the popcorn and the drinks and the candy. A lot more
uh-huh.
than what they make from the ticket sales. And I
thought,
you know, that's a lot. You know, like you say, you know, families can't afford to take, you know, their kids and stuff. So, you know, it's getting a lot harder, you know.
It is, especially with the way living expenses are.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think people are starting to expand their minds more as a lot of movies start to come out. Not really taking it, in a negative way, but taking it in a positive, even if it is a negative movie, it's actually helping people to expand their subconscious mind to back to their imagination when they were a child or when they were a kid. And we know that's where the subconscious is the mind of the child.
Well, you know the little kids have such, you know, quite an imagination that, you know, we've almost forgotten, you know, what it is to, you know, think like a child. Because over the years, you know, we were told that, you know, it was just something imaginary, it wasn't real. But, you know, their minds are so, you know, open, you know, to everything. And that's, you know, where we all need to be in order for us to ascend again.
You have to learn to have fun.
Yeah.
As a child and expand our minds through our imagination as it was when we were a child, and that's where the kingdom of God is the mind of the child.
And what was that scripture that you read and said that you have to put away your toys?
Well, what people have to realize is with the government, God said to give to Caesar what is to Caesar's and give to God what is to God's.
Yeah.
And what is to God's has to do with, it doesn't have to do with the money system. It has to do with our imagination, our childlike mind going back to, you know, the necessity of things, going back to the conservatives of things, living off the land like the Indians.
A lot of it's back to the basics, would you say?
Back to the basics, yeah. Back to where we were.
Yeah.
And not be so attached to the material things.
Right.
So that's the only thing God tried to say. It's not a sin.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants people not to suffer.
Right.
He wants people to be happy, you know, and the suffering comes from the money. It comes from, you know, when you have money, you never have enough.
Right.
Because
people just want
money,
more and more.
You just want more and more, and you get attached to it, and then when it's not there, that's when you suffer.
Right.
And that's when you go back to the childlike mind, you know, when he asks you to pray to him.
Mm-hmm.
Reconnect with Source.
Yeah, a lot of it is to, you know, remember why we're here and who we are and where we're going.
Right, and I think that's where Jesus was just trying to put out the message, not the fact that people are sinful for what they do, but the fact that give the government what is the government's and give to God what is the God's.
Right.
And,
you know, and that's interesting because on the Clash of the Titans, the movie, what did Zeus say?
People have to remind of the order of things.
Yeah. And the order of things is, you know, who do we serve, you know?
Right.
You know, do we serve this material world or the things that are only an illusion? Or do we serve, you know, the source, you know, back to God?
The child mind.
I mean, we're all here just, you know, temporary. And the things that we do have are just loaned to us. All he has is to take care of them.
I mean, he can give you all the riches in the world, God can.
Yeah.
And that, you know, it's not the belief system that money is evil. It's the belief system that it makes you suffer when you get disconnected from source.
Well, not only that, but we have to remember that we have to be in gratitude every day of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for what we do have, you know, the things that we have been blessed with, you know, whether it be, you know, a good job, you know, a good relationship or, you know, our children or everything, you know, that we have in our lives. We have to be
right.
In gratitude every day. You know?
And I feel like there's a balance between good and evil.
Right.
There's always a balance, you know. It's like you give and you take, you give and you take.
Right.
And then taking or giving has a lot to do with being in gratitude. Because you're giving back the energy. And
now,
then taking the energy
about,
would be...
talking about
that
giving...
That would be, you know, taking whatever somebody offered you.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Talking about giving, we have a caller that's been waiting for us to, you know, bring them on there. Why don't we go ahead and invite that caller?
Okay, from the 561 area, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, and what's your name and where are you from?
This is Linda from Florida.
And my name is Roy, and you're talking to Adrian and Roy. How can we help you tonight?
I wanted to see what you see coming up for me. I'm temporarily living with my niece. I lost my home in July, and I'm homeless for about a month, living out of my car. So I'm living with my niece, and it's just been a really, really uncomfortable just living here, and I'm really looking for a job so I can go out and get my own place or at least into another room or somewhere else.
Adrian, what are you getting for her?
Have you started looking for a new place yet or made any plans?
No. Well, I want to wait till I find a job first and then, because even if I go into a room, they want me to have a job, so I can't even look for a place until I get a job.
Okay.
Before you get mm-hmm. started with that reading, my guides are telling me that you need to share that prayer with her.
Okay. Let me bring up that prayer here. Okay, I just want you to say this prayer that I'm going to read to you.
I'll repeat
okay?
it with ever repeat it with you like you had told me.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. I am surrounded and protected.
I am surrounded and protected.
And infused by a beautiful cocoon of infinite, incredible golden white light energy.
And encrypted by a beautiful white light energy.
In a beautiful cocoon of infinite,
beautiful,
and,
infinite
and incredible
white,
golden
and
white,
incredible
light energy.
White light energy.
All the time.
All the time.
God is within me in every moment.
God is with me in every moment.
With every day.
Every day.
In every single breath.
In every single breath.
I take as well as my three guardians of light.
I take as well my three guardians of light.
I call forth the holy order of protection.
I call forth the holy order of protection.
Now I summon my three guardians of light.
Now I summon my three guardians of light.
To assist me.
To assist me.
Now.
Now.
With cleaning my entire mind, body, and soul.
Cleaning my entire mind, body, and soul.
Of any physical or emotional.
Any physical and emotional.
Psychological.
Psychological.
Manifestation.
Manifestation.
Or negative attachment.
Or negative attachment.
Which are alienating me.
Which are alienating me.
And hindering me.
Hindering me.
To move on to a higher consciousness.
To move on to a higher consciousness.
As well to stop deteriorating me away from my goals and desires.
As well to deter me from my goals and desires.
And my ultimate path to alignment.
And my ultimate path to alignment.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Shall be.
Shall be.
It will be.
It will be.
It is done.
It is done.
In the name of the higher source of creation.
In the name of the higher source of creation.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we thank you, Adrian, for sharing that with her. And could you tell us what you were feeling while you were saying that prayer?
At the end, I felt a sense of calmness, release, tension.
I just wanted to let you know that
it's beautiful.
One of the reasons that we, you know, a lot of people are experiencing a lot of, you know, what they're going through right now is that they have to lift their vibration. I mean, we're all energy, and what happens is that we synchronize with negative energies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what keeps us, keep repeating, you know, a lot of poverty or, you know, or not so. And, you know, a negative energies, you know, with us, and we have to lift ourselves, you know, to a higher vibration with this prayer,
so
you know, that helps you to lift you.
I mean, I try so hard with my niece. She just has so much resentment towards me. She doesn't even give me a chance. I try to be nice to her, clean up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to do. She's so mean and nasty to me. I can't remember.
Now the whole
thing
is, you know, we, you know, these people, you know, bring us down instead of bringing us up.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to surround ourselves with protection.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And what can she do to protect herself?
Yeah, I got the door locked right now. I just can't go.
Well, what I'd like you to do right now is I'd like you to take your right hand and make a swirl around your body like a tornado. And tell me when you're done.
Okay, I'm done.
Now throw it out the window. Throw all that bad energy out the window.
Okay.
How do you feel now?
Like, just a sense of relief.
Great. And any time, you know, you run into this energy, just visualize that. You know, visualize this swirl of, you know, like a little mini tornado with this negative energy, and then you're casting it out, you know, of that window or into the universe so
and
that it don't affect you.
How long do you think I'll be in this situation? I mean, I was living in my car for four. I'm so grateful I have a place to sleep, but I'm telling you, it's just like I shouldn't have to go through this just to have a place to rest my head.
Main thing, are you using all your sources?
I mean, I'm trying to be really nice to her. I mean, they always, someone once told me, always tell people kindness.
Nathan, what are you getting on the cards?
What did you want me to look in the cards?
Find out, you know, how long this is going to continue for her.
This obstacle?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a rough. The whole month of July, I was living out of my car. And then I wrote my sister a letter. And thank God that she helped me. And then she brought me to my niece's home, but it hasn't been easy.
According to this card, saying it's a karmic debt that you're paying.
Well, I know it has to be some sort of karmic something, because there's so much animosity, and I didn't do anything to this girl.
What are you getting, Royce, with that karmic debt?
I'm afraid to tell my sister because she might throw me out of the house.
But this is something from a past life that you're going through.
Yeah.
I mean, what? Is that why the girl just hates me so much?
Because it's saying that there's something that you did in a past life that has caused you to suffer in this life. And that has something to do with you poisoning somebody in a past life. I see some kind of like somebody eating like drinking soup. And you poison them.
What's
some kind of soup?
What is this?
Have you ever had any hard feelings about her when you were growing up?
I have not even been in contact with them for 7 years.
It's been 7 years now.
Yes, it was the falling out, and.
Yeah, but what about when you were younger?
When I was younger, I always liked her. She was a little girl. I mean, I didn't really know her. I mean, she was my godchild, too.
Yeah.
I didn't really know. I mean, I know my sister always spoiled her kid, and she still does. And I don't bring my kids up that way. I bring my kids up to be very independent, but my sister's very different. She just you know, feels she's got to pay for everything. And I don't agree with that. That's not the way I brought my boys up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but everyone brings their kids up differently. I know that. But, you know, when you don't allow your kids to stand on their own 2 feet, what are you going to do when you're not here anymore?
That's very true.
Where are you getting this past life was from when I saw that, like her poisoning somebody?
Me or her?
This goes back to back into England.
I'm getting that you had some kind of royalty.
Yeah, you were very rich during that time.
Yeah. Now I'm the poor burn chief of it.
Well, that's. You have to remember that in these past lives, we came into these lives to experience different things. You know, now you're experiencing what it's like to be on the other side now and be, you know, more, you know, poorer and not to be rich, you know. But more than any is what lessons do we learn from these past lives? More than any is that we have to, you know, be more of the light, you know, learn more, you know, of unconditional love.
It just seems like no matter how nice I am to this girl, nothing is helping.
Now the whole thing is now she has to make that choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why is it that we...
I was back in the...
You know, we keep running into people in our lives, and these people, no matter what we do or how kind mm-hmm. we are to them, they want to hurt us or they want to you know, put us down or do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm kind of getting back in Spain, too.
Yeah.
I know she's jealous of my relationship with her mother. She probably wishes I never came into her life.
Yeah.
That woman, her mother is my sister. I have every right to have a relationship with her.
Hmm.
Have you ever been to Spain?
No, I've never been out of the United States.
So you have a connection there.
You like to travel at all?
I would love to travel. I mean, I wish I had the opportunity. I would just love it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had such a rough few months. I mean, I really thought that all that was over.
Ethan, I want you to tell her a story about one of our callers that had called you, and she was living in a car, and she was homeless, and what happened for her? This was that lady from California, that actress.
She became rich.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
I told her that she was going to be rich. She became rich.
This was within a couple weeks after she called.
Really?
The first time.
Did she win the lotto?
No, she got a contract to make a movie.
Oh, really? Wow.
I told her that she was going to be an actress and she became one.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. I mean, what do you see from me? Do you see anything good coming up for me that I can look forward to after I had all these horrible things happen to me?
What are you seeing in her future, Agent?
I see you meeting someone rich.
Yeah, I almost got killed in the car. Somebody almost attacked me. That's how bad it was. I mean, when do you think I'll be married?
I think he's from your past life in Spain, like you were married and you were wealthy.
I mean, when do you think I'll meet him?
In October.
October's only a few weeks away.
Right around the corner.
Wow, where am I going to meet him?
I don't know. I just see you meeting, like he's going to recognize you from a past life.
Is this going to be her twin flame?
I think it's just somebody that was assigned to her as a guardian angel.
No.
I do have I have marriage transits I'm going through right now. I have Saturn and Pluto in the seventh house, so I've been going through these transits for a long time. But I haven't. I was dating somebody a few months ago. He wanted to marry me. We broke up, but thank God I never married him. That would have been a horror. I mean, do you see that guy contacting me, my past boyfriend, or what's going on with him?
The guy you were with, or?
Yeah, I mean, he was calling me for a while, and finally I told him, you know, please stop, because he was dating somebody else, and I didn't take the stress between my life and then him wouldn't let go, and I don't know, it's something. I just have a feeling he might try and contact me again, but he hasn't so far.
I think he's still with somebody.
Yeah, I figured out he can't be alone. Some men just can't handle being alone.
Yeah, I think he's, I see he's with a redhead woman.
An older woman?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you think he'll marry her? So she told me he's going to get engaged, but I didn't really believe him.
Yeah, I see him with somebody.
You think it's serious?
No, not right now. They're just kind of getting to know one another.
Oh, you mean he just started dating her?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If he was with her, well, he was living with a woman for a while. And maybe they broke up, but I mean, how long do you think I'll be in this situation with this girl, with this niece of mine?
How long are they going to be together?
No, I said, how long
she's
am I going to...
She's talking about where she's living.
Yeah, that's really the most important thing. Well, besides me getting a job, I really have to get a job. That's number one. I got to focus on a job so I can move out of here.
And what are your talents?
I got a lot of talents. I mean, today I was eating at Cracker Barrel, and I even asked the lady for an application, and then I was talking to her, and then I put her name down on the application. So, I mean, I really don't want to do that type of work because I have a problem with my back and leg. But, you know, it's fast money. You can, you know, you get, you know.
If you were to do the kind of work that you enjoy doing, what would that be?
Oh, I don't know. Probably, you know, like accounting work or administrative. I'm applying for everything, part-time, full-time, temporary. And I thought I had a job last week. They even sent me for a drug test. And then they called me up and told me that they picked
somebody up. Have you ever listened to the talks of Dr. Wayne Dyer?
Yeah, all the time. I listen to him. I listen to Doreen Virtue. I listen to Louise Hay.
Yeah.
I listened to all. In fact, I was listening to Louise and Doreen Virtue the other night. I was listening to all their YouTube.
One of the things that Dr. Dyer says that when he goes on an interview,
mm-hmm.
he don't even have to fill out an application. He already knows he has a job.
Well, that's the way it used to be about 5 years ago.
Well...
The whole thing is, it still works the same way. I would be interviewed, and, you know, within, usually in the interview, they'd be like, well, when could you start? You know, I mean, that's the way it was up until a few years
because
ago.
Because I'm getting that you still are holding on to a lot of negative thoughts.
Well, you have to remember, I haven't worked in a long time, so my self-esteem is really hurting.
main thing is, in order for you to, for the universe to give you what you're looking for, you have to be more focused. You have to be a lot more positive. You have to plant that seed, you know, of the kind of job that you're looking for.
Yeah, that's why I can't find a place to live yet, because I want to get settled in a job first, and then, do you see me going into another room?
Yeah, Jen, what are you getting?
What'd she ask?
I said, do you see me going into another room? Or do you see me staying here on my knees a lot much longer?
Yeah, I do.
You do what?
I see you moving.
But do you have any idea when it might be? The end of the year, March, April, I mean, November, December, I mean, October? I mean, do you have any time frame when you think I might be able to make a move?
Probably around probably sometime next year.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I can hang on that long here. Believe me. It's getting really... I don't know what's going to happen here. Your energy has to change. Something has to change. So you think maybe once I get a job, the energy's going to change?
Well, the main thing is that nothing, you know, the future is not in stone.
Yeah, but I've heard that from a lot of people.
The whole thing is, you're the co-creator. You can create whatever future that you want.
I told my sister
right now, you know, what you're thinking is that you're never going to get out of that.
Oh, no, I get out of everything. No, I got myself into this and get myself out. Believe me. No, I'm getting out.
You should already know, you know, how long you're going to be there.
Me?
Yes.
If I knew, I wouldn't ask you.
No, you know, mm-hmm. You know, your intuition already knows mm-hmm. how long you're going to be there.
Well, I mean, I keep getting different feelings. I just have a feeling it's going to be November. November, I mean, it's either going to be November or January, and I'm really hoping it's not January. Because I don't think I can hang on.
I mean, what is January? That's next year. That's what Adrian told you.
Yeah, I know that. I know. And I don't want to go through the whole holidays in this.
The whole thing is, if you want to move in November, then you have to prepare yourself for that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, you know, be in meditation. You have to be, you know, focusing on where you want to go, what the kind of job you want to get. You know, how many resumes do you have out there right now? How many contacts have you made?
Unless I move twice. Oh,
right now, there's a lot of unemployed people, so
yeah.
You have to get as many applications out there as you can get out there.
Oh, I know that. When I go on interviews, they tell me they have so many people applying. I mean, it makes it...
Yeah. Because right now, they could pick and choose whoever they want.
Oh, I know that. If you just go in there and ask for a quarter less, or if you don't look right, believe me, they have tons of people that they can pick from.
That's right.
Yeah, I know. It's an employer's market.
So you have to stand out above all the rest.
I mean, I know people that have moved out of the state of Florida because it's so bad here.
Yeah. But it's that way everywhere right now.
Well, I mean, my sister said that it was on the news that they added 200,000 more jobs to Florida. I don't see that at all. I think somebody's saying something that's not true.
Somebody's playing with the figures, and that's not what it is.
I think so. No, I said that too. I said they're just saying that because the election's coming up.
Yeah. They don't want to blame it on Obama.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know that. Believe me. I mean, this is so bad here. I mean, I've never applied for.
But right now we're in a situation where there's more unemployment than there's ever been.
Mm-hmm. I know. I was on unemployment 3 years, and it ended last May. That's when I started running into a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Financially. Then I was lucky enough to pick up a job, but I didn't know my unemployment was going to end. I didn't know it would go on for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was happy that it did, but, you know, it just ended.
The main thing is, what do you do after it runs out?
That's what's hard, you know. I mean, it wasn't a ton of money, but $1,000 a month. You know, I mean, paid my rent, and
yeah.
I got by with other things, but still, I mean,
you got to remember, if you look in your past, that God's always provided us with a roof over our head,
mm-hmm.
you know, clothes on our back, and plenty to eat. But He's going to continue that into your future also. So you can't, don't allow that fear to, you know, take over, you know, your thinking.
I mean, Adrian,
will be able to overcome this. You will be able to get the kind of job that you want. You will be able to.
I mean, this guy that I meet, do you think I'm going to meet him at someplace out or where I'm working or what?
Okay, let me tell you how this. Go ahead, Ethan. Go ahead.
I'm getting it. Someplace that he'll be walking, you're going to bump into him.
I usually walk around here where I'm staying in my niece's place. I mean, sometimes I walk a dog.
I mean, it could be right around the corner, going to the store, doing something.
Yeah, I just see you bumping into him.
Yeah. Let me share a little story with you. When I met my wife, I was looking for a new relationship. I just got out of a relationship, and one day I was with my cousin, and she was with her friend, and she had just broke up with, you know, her boyfriend, and she was on the side of me as I was driving, and she was with her friend, and she looked over at me, I looked at her, she waved, I waved, and we met that night.
Wow.
And what's real interesting is that she gave me her phone number that night, and I didn't have any paper, and I wrote it on my windshield.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, I should be able to see it in the morning. I went to go look for it. I could not find that number for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day the sun was shining just right. The windshield, and there it was. That number was right across my windshield.
Oh my God! What a miracle!
I called her, and we dated. And 3 months later, we were married.
3 months later? I mean, do you think I'm going to marry this guy that fast?
They call that serendipity.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever
watched that movie called Serendipity?
No.
That's a movie that I recommend. How this works. A lot of it has to do with synchronicity.
Oh, definitely.
At the right place at the right time.
I bumped into my sister. I mean, it was a miracle how she found me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a miracle, truly a miracle.
But a lot of it has to do with what does the universe have planned for us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, our life is scripted, definitely. I believe that
yeah.
before we come here, but...
Yeah.
You know.
And